Okay. Welcome to TGIF. I just have to say this. Al, Q, Foxhole, just everybody. This is our last week of not having an intro. We got to fly to Miami and film some footage. We going to have a dope ass intro that captures our personalities. I need some B-roll of y'all acting up, okay? Is that a deal?
It's a deal.
We need to get it together, and we need and I want fan suggestions in the chat on YouTube. What do you think our intro should be like? What would you like to see in
an
intro?
We need some fly, like, in Living Color. I mean, not in Living Color, Living Single Friends type promo stuff.
That would be fun. Yeah. So we don't have to. So we all got to meet up in the same city and make that happen sooner than later. Now, I already offered, if y'all want to meet me in Vegas, I can get comp rooms for all of us in Vegas for free. Y'all just have to put your credit card down. I'm not paying for y'all's incidentals, because I know Q, I feel like, would order all the lobster tails. And I think Al would go through the mini bar, so I'm not doing that.
But I got my Amex. We good.
Okay. We're going to get together and make this happen for you, Fox Soulmates, because y'all been asking for it. Anyways, welcome to TGIF. I'm a lot more sober than last week. I had a little tipsy last week. I'm feeling good. But this week, I think it's going
to be.
I really was. You know what? I really don't.
You was half asleep last week, girl.
And I'm not a good lash wearer when I drink either, because they'd be just like hanging. And anyways, this is TGIF. Let me introduce my co-host. Please welcome multimedia personality and host. And that's Funky Dineva. Funky Dineva, camera. Okay, there we go. And brand strategist, Al Reynolds. Welcome to the show.
Whoa. Oh. Camera called me.
Oh, okay. And I'm host Claudia Jordan. Welcome to TGIF. And I just want to say to all the people that are following us in the chats and on all the social media pages, and especially the folks that wait for the show on Friday, and if they do miss it, y'all be mad as hell if this show don't come out on time on Saturday, but it always does. And y'all be in those comments representing even more so the day after. So I just want to say a special thank you to all of the fans and followers of TGIF. We see you. Okay. So what are y'all sipping on tonight? Y'all drinking tonight?
Yeah, you know, baby, it is Memorial Day weekend and Miami is on fire. And I had a date last night, so we had some liquor over here. So I got some vodka and orange juice. Is what I'm drinking on, because you know old daddy like to drink vodka and OJ. So I'm drinking vodka and OJ.
So this is your second week having a date. You ain't gonna give that thing a rest.
Ooh.
Last week was a threesome, and now it's another one. I know it's not the same person. It ain't the same person, right?
I'm almost 40. I'm trying to get chose, okay? So they say you gotta kiss a lot of frogs until you find your prince, and I'm just out here kissing a lot of frogs.
But I'm like Portia,
I'm single. And me and that man wife is not friends.
Al, we're going to get into some Portia Williams news later on the show. Al, how was your last week? How was your week?
My week was pretty good. You know, I was just actually looking forward to the long weekend. So, hey, I'm starting drinking early too. I haven't started yet, but I promise you I'm going out tonight. And I probably won't come home until Monday night.
There it is.
You have to be in shape to hang with Al Reynolds. Like, he's not showing y'all the Al Reynolds that I know outside of work. Like, the Al Reynolds I know is wild as hell, can go 48 to 72 hours straight. I don't know what that is, but there's no break. So I know you're going to go hard. Now, Q, you had your Instagram page was down.
And then it got back, and now it's back down again. They just will not let me be great.
Why? What happened?
What happened?
So I, again, the original reason why it was taken down, it said that I violated the community rules too much. And the thing about it, and this creates a great conversation, there needs to be a lot of top-level diversity in some of these programming rooms. Everybody knows the vernacular in which I speak in. So if I say, yes, God, bitch, that's a nasty wig you got on, the algorithm picks that up as bullying and harassing. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Not understanding that it's complimentary. And so because of that, I kept getting violations of community guidelines, which were not even violations. T.S. Madison was able to reach out to her Instagram rep, who got my page back up within an hour of reaching out to him. And then the other night I was at the bar and I went to log on, and it was just disabled again for I don't know why. So we reached out to the guy again, and he said he's escalating it to the next level in their organization. And I'm just waiting. But if not, Instagram can kiss my ass. Like, I'm tired. This is like the third or fourth time it's happened. And luckily for me, my income is not tied to Instagram. I looked at my YouTube analytics, and I haven't skipped a beat. So it really isn't a big deal for me.
Is it just simply the analytics, or is it like people that are like, you know, you're, I hate to say haters, but you know what I'm talking about, enemies that report
you know,
it?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I honestly think it's the algorithm. I honestly think they tinkered something with the algorithm. And the reason why I believe so is because a couple friends of mine, they were saying that they got some violations. Then immediately afterwards, they received a survey asking them to rate if they think the guidelines are too sensitive or too whatever, whatever. So something is definitely happening. Supercent got her page deleted. A couple other big Instagram people have gotten their pages deleted recently. It's something that they're tinkering with that software that's getting us caught up.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, because you are definitely missed. I was so happy to hear you got it back. Then I saw it today. I'm like, how the hell, it's gone again?
Again. And I ain't even did nothing. The only thing I posted since I got it back was damn food pictures. So like, come on.
All right. Well, speaking of canceling, Caitlyn Jenner wants to be the future governor of California. Anyways, she slammed cancel culture in a tweet during her social media campaign. Jenner tweeted, "When elected governor of California, I will cancel culture and wake up the woke." Shortly after sending the tweet, Jenner started trending on Twitter along with Governor of California. What are your thoughts on her tweet? And do you think she has any chance in hell of becoming the next governor of California? Al, what do you think?
You know, most governors choose things like education, healthcare, taxation, or unemployment to run on the ballot, not cancel culture. And as far as I'm concerned, the state of California has the largest number of uninsured individuals in the state, over 7 million, which majority of them are African-American. And also 85% of Black workers in California are unemployment. So if he wants to run a ticket that's strong and makes sense to me, it should be one of those and not a cancel culture ticket.
Q, what do you think about Caitlyn Jenner running for governor and the platform really pushing cancel culture? That's really what you're
running on? Miss Doubtfire finna mess around and win that election. Like, I'm telling y'all now, I already see. It was a drive-by fruiting. That's one of my favorite lines from Miss Doubtfire. But no, Caitlyn Jenner is gonna mess around once Kim and Kylie and Kendall get the posting, Caitlyn for governor. She gonna mess around and win that thing. But I'm telling you something, what she's doing right now is taking a page out of Donald Trump's book and just appealing to people emotionally, because there is nothing you can do from a legal standpoint, no amount of legislation you can write to eradicate a movement or attitudes of people. Like, what you gonna write a law in that cancels cancel culture? It makes no sense. He's definitely pandering to somebody, or just expressing I did not mean to be disrespectful. She is definitely pandering to somebody to get some votes, and she gonna mess around and win. You watch and see.
I'm so sick of Caitlyn Jenner. And please be very clear about this. Me being sick of Caitlyn Jenner has nothing to do with the trans community. This is an individual I'm sick of, because I don't really know where Caitlyn Jenner stands on anything. Because you're over here on Donald Trump's side on some issues, and you're on the Democrats' issues on some. You pass. You go back and forth, and that's kind of like how you've been your whole life. You have never stood up to Kris Jenner. I really don't know where you stand on anything, because I feel like you go with the wind, you go with the trends, you go with the flow, and I don't really see you standing for anything. Cancel culture is one of the dumbest things to ever run on when you have real issues in California. Like, and then she said something, but she said something like her rich friends, her friends are sick of seeing homeless people out in Malibu. There's probably two homeless people in all of Malibu. get your boots on, get your size 14 boots on the ground and go see what's really going on. Go see what the real problems are in California. Cause you sound like an idiot to say you're running on that. And cancel culture from anyone that's down with anybody in the Republican Party is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard, because they are the creators of cancel culture. Mm-hmm. Colin Kaepernick, does that ring a bell to y'all?
Say it. You know,
you know what? They want to cancel. And speaking of Colin, you canceled him for kneeling, right, against police brutality. But Tim Tebow, who knelt for abortion, against abortion in football, which has nothing to do with the athletes. Well, actually does have a little bit to do with the athletes, because a lot of them have paid for abortion. But I'm just saying, like, you pick and choose when kneeling is offensive. And just like Caitlyn Jenner, you pick and choose when you want to take a stand on things. And I don't really see a backbone in Caitlyn Jenner. Sorry, it has nothing to do with the trans community. This is an individual I'm going up against, and that's Caitlyn Jenner. All right, moving on. The View. Y'all been catching The View lately? They've been having a lot of drama.
No, you've been catching WWE, you mean.
Yeah.
Whoopi Goldberg, you know, her and Meghan McCain is just, I mean, the tension is just bubbling up. Whoopi Goldberg calls her co-host Meghan McCain after she compared Marjorie Taylor Greene to The Squad. As Whoopi was preparing to toss the commercial, Meghan interrupted Whoopi like she always does and stated, "Why are you cutting me off?" Whoopi replied, "I'm cutting you off because we have to go to break, Meghan. Why do you think I'm cutting you off?" Of course, Meghan, with her entitlement, thought that it was a personal thing. You know, Meghan and Whoopi, they're known for going toe-to-toe in various episodes. Who do you think was out of line in this case?
I think Meghan was out of line. And look, we know from doing this show, when Al get on his long-winded soapbox, the producers be in the chat talking about, go to break, go to break, go to break. And you sometimes you have a hard out and you have to go to break. Now, I think independent of that, Meghan and Whoopi have a very contentious relationship because they are both opposite ends of politics. And half the times, Meghan be talking out the side of her neck. And you know when somebody talking out the side of their neck, when they own mama do an interview and say the things that come out of their mouth make them cringe. Meghan McCain's mother, Cindy McCain, recently did an interview on Sirius Satellite Radio where she said that she respects her daughter for standing firm in what she believes in, but sometimes the things that comes out of her mouth makes her cringe. That's her own mammy said that. So you know, something ain't too right with that doggone Meghan, but you need the yin and the yang on the View. And I definitely love seeing those two spar.
It makes for good TV, Al. What do you think?
You know, I concur with Funky on this one. She reminds me of her father, to be honest with you. He was a wild pistol that the craziest things would come out of his mouth. He could be he could be very defensive. He could be very disrespectful. And I feel like she has those exact same characteristics. Now, I just want to know this. Am I the only one, though? I feel like Whoopi really wants to let her have. Like, I feel like it's just like if she wasn't so professionally astute, and, you know, on TV, I feel like Whoopi would have whipped her ass by now. And in my opinion, when I see Whoopi and I look at her face, I feel like she is over it. She is over all those women, and she's definitely over Meghan. That's just how I feel when I watch The View nowadays.
I think Whoopi and Joy Behar would like to jump her outside the studio. You know what I think is wrong about Meghan McCain? Meghan needs to follow me because I heard she's a big fan of Atlanta Housewives. She don't follow me no more because she's probably seen some of my tweets about her. But I think Meghan was in such a great position to be a likable Republican and to provide a good, you know, her perspective. And make those of us who are not on the right kind of, you know, be able to like listen to what she has to say, you know, because there was a lot of sympathy for her and people were like checking for her after, you know, her dad died. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like she just kept showing her ass just more and more and more, making herself so unlikable. Sometimes, you know, the way she packages her messages, it comes off so obnoxious and so entitled and so dismissive and so Karen-esque that I didn't even care if she's making a good point. Because it's her, we don't want to freaking hear what she has to say. And I think she missed a big opportunity with that kind of platform to come off as a likable, rational Republican. And she's not. Like, she's, well, the cackling makes me want to like, shut up, Meghan.
Claudia, let me help you there. Do you remember when she did that road to the presidential campaign, when she filmed that blog about the road to the presidency? And her PR team had come up with this great strategy to show this human side of her that was very likable. What we're seeing now, though, is the true side of her as she gains more confidence and is forced to move away from that original introduction to media, original introduction to television. Now that she's got a little bit of confidence and she's on this major platform, she's really letting her true self come out. And her true self was nothing that we were originally introduced to.
Well, she's annoying. And Whoopi, enjoy. We got that bail money if you
own. Yes, God. Yes, God.
I want to be behind the scenes on that. Like, we need to talk to the production crew. We actually need to talk to hair and makeup to get the real skinny on who likes who.
I wouldn't be surprised if Whoopi don't cuss her ass out in backstage before. I just wouldn't be surprised if it's happened.
John.
Well, they need to release those tapes. I want to see those. But anyways, we're going to take a quick break. And there's another celebrity couple from reality TV for the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th time, I think it is. They are talking about a divorce. I'm talking about Erica Mena and Safari. We're going to talk about them when we come back right here on TGIF. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back to TGIF with myself, Al Reynolds, and Funky Dineva. We are back again. And I hear the comments on YouTube are going off. Please, please keep those comments coming because we like to read them all. All right, y'all. Before we went to break, I teased a reality couple, Erica Mena and Safari. You know, they are throwing in the towel for the 15,000th time on their marriage. They've been married less than 2 years. Mena is currently expecting their second child and filed for divorce last Friday in Georgia. What are your thoughts on her filing for divorce? And are you tired of hearing this about this relationship?
I'm so tired of both of them. Safari is a complete cornball. You know, I think that he went through some type of mental breakdown after losing Minaj. And Erica, like Portia told Kenya, you are old ho from the 90s, all right? I just need you to go to ICDC College and register for 6 credit hours of cosmetology, medical billing and coding, esthetician, real estate appraisal. Baby, you
that's good even, money. That's good
you
money.
You can even get in the plumbing program, or you could go for aviation tech. I need you to find something to do, because these made for status reality relationships, it's just gotten old, stale, and you've gotten nothing for it. Like, you know, humor me. Go get an NFL player. Go get an NBA player. You keep getting these low-hanging fruit entertainers. And Mona don't even pay like that at Love & Hip Hop. I told you the most they ever paid my ass was $550. Claudia, you work for them over there. They don't pay.
Hold up. To host the reunion,
you got a nice check.
I got some people's yearly salary for 2 days.
Okay, well, good.
But I do. But you're right. For some of the cast members, they get $750 an episode.
You over there doing all this fool online for $1,500 an episode, making babies with this man to stay relevant. And you can't even land the cover of Hype Hair or Rolling Out Magazine. It's just not working for you. It's just not. So, Mama, come on down here to Miami. Get you a rich sugar daddy. In the meantime, in between time, Delta is hiring for flight attendants. They just opened back up the thing. And Miami-Dade County just opened up the Section 8 list. So, come on down here and get yourself together with your two children and stop with these doggone relationships.
But did you say she never got a cover of Hype Hair?
Yes.
They give everybody covers of Hype. She can get on Hype Hair. She can get on Latina magazine. She can get on, well, they don't do Smooth anymore or Kink. She's a pretty girl, y'all. She's pretty. She's so pretty.
She needs some credit hours and something other than Bow Wow and Safari.
What did you say? What did you say about Miami-Dade? They do a section
of some credits. She come out, and I said to my car, I said the Miami-Dade Section 8 list just opened up. She could bring her two kids down here and get her life started over.
Isn't she a singer? But isn't she a singer though? Wasn't she singing on Love and Hip Hop?
And I'm Britney Spears.
I'm gonna eat my Boston baked beans. Go ahead.
They're just so attractive to me. I feel like that Funky's right, though. I mean, beyond that, I really feel like the two of them really need to figure out what they're going to do next. But in the meantime, the two of them appear to know how to stay on everybody's talk topics. They appear breaking up, getting back together, having a baby, not moving out, having another baby. Now they're divorcing. They appear to know how to stay talk relevant. That's all I can say about that. Now, does it all make sense? No, but they're definitely on our talk topic for this week. So maybe something in that, all that pollution that they're creating, somebody's paying attention.
Al, would you have a threesome with them?
I think I would, to be honest, yes.
I felt that.
Yes. You? I'll be like, fuck it, we'll be up until 1 p.m.
I just want to stand in the corner and record it.
Oh my God, I just turned red.
Do you think it'd be sexy to be with those two?
It would be hot. Oh my God, they both look filled with so much passion. Oh right. My God, it would be hot.
Well, speaking of passion, the Real Housewives of Atlanta star, Portia Williams, oh, she's very passionate about this new man. She revealed during a recent episode of Dish Nation.
You can't even read this foolishness with a straight face.
We are
It's full. I know you're about to talk about a wedding after her being with this man for 1 month, allegedly. Come on.
They're having weddings.
Yeah, it's not one, it's not two, but they're talking about doing three separate wedding ceremonies with her fiance. Let's take a look at what she had to say.
You know, he's African, so we're going to have a native law and custom ceremony. Man. And we're going to have another wedding at one of, you know, the houses that are out of the country. So, yeah.
I wish them luck with their three weddings. Just wait till the divorce is final, though. Then you can plan away, like have as many weddings as you like.
I just don't understand how you having more weddings than the amount of months you been with the man, allegedly. And that's why I'm just like, the more and more Portia talks about this, the stupider she looks, because she thinks that we're her. I'm still not buying that you have been with this man now for 7.3 weeks and y'all are co-parenting, not having one, not having two, but having three weddings, and we supposed to honestly believe this. But okay, girl. But you know what? Oh. She's getting exactly what she wanted. You saw the last thing she said in another wedding at one of the houses outside of the country. Hey, must be the money.
You know what, Claudia? I think that what we're seeing is a very smart Portia. And let me tell you why. I've thought about this over and over and over. Reality TV would turn you into something that you don't even recognize. And I said this before earlier on the show that I don't recognize this Portia, but Portia is very smart, and that smartness is masked by this little dingy, I'm not sure, and this tweaky little innocent voice. That woman is very calculated, and she's not as innocent as she sounds or looks. And let me explain. The reason why she's having three weddings is because she has a spinoff series, correct? And she knows better than anybody in television that the number one watcher on reality TV and television in general is weddings, okay? The number two is having babies, and number three is extreme makeovers, like losing weight, like The Biggest Loser, or extreme home makeovers. People like to see stuff like that. People like to see rebirths. People like to see reunions. People like to see weddings. I feel like the reason why she's decided to have three weddings is because she knows that will bring in any and every viewer to make sure she has the numbers, because the last time she tried to spin off, the numbers were lackluster. Let's see if it works for her, let's see if it works for Portia. But I feel like she can't be this crazy in real life. So I'm going to hide behind the fact that I think she's actually smart, manipulative, and calculating.
I think you're right about that, because from what I used to hear, and you know, again, I was only on for 1 year, so I'm not even acting like any kind of expert, but every year she was always on the cusp of, will we or will we not bring her back? So there has to be something to bring you, like getting a ball player or getting married or dragging, whatever it is, like there's always been a thing that like, oh, we got to get her back. And this solidifies her as, you know, she's got to be back for next year. Like she, you know what I mean? So I do agree with you. I do think she's very calculating. And when it comes to this reality game, she's figured it out. Like she's done what she had to do. And if you don't care about the backlash, and if you don't read the comments and see what people say, if that doesn't bother you, then you could be a very successful reality star if that doesn't bother you.
And plus, remember, on reality TV, you get rewarded for your strange, awkward, and disconnected behavior. And this right here can't get any stranger, any more awkward, and any more disrespectful. I think Portia's a little bit smarter than we give her.
Give her credit for. I can see it.
Okay. Well, you know what? Best of luck to her and her new beau. He got the new teeth done. He's TV ready and ready to you know, get those lights, camera, action, because he's probably gonna be on television a lot next season. Okay.
Y'all think Portia should be kissing him?
I think she'd be kissing them, licking them, everything she needs to get that daggone money from that TV shows.
Simon that's probably be laying it down though. Simon probably be, he got that Wakanda stick. Mm-hmm.
Is that what you heard, Q?
No, it's not what I heard. I'm just assuming.
Well,
You know him, Q.
I know him. I know him very casually. I've got Simon's phone number in my phone.
How did that happen, Q?
I used to hang out at his establishment. So Simon used to own the Buckhead Bottle Bar, and then he bought Ludacris's old place, Straits, in Atlanta, and named it Simon. I used to hang out at both of those spaces, and he knew that I was a blogger. So Simon would reach out to me and invite me to events and stuff. Again, very casual relationship. I've sat at his table a couple of times. He's bought me a couple of drinks.
Did y'all ever talk on the phone or text each other?
No. I don't know anything personal. I go around Fallon House.
Did you text him a nude picture by mistake?
No, I didn't go around Fallon House and eat her food and get all in her pool while looking at her man. I didn't do none of that. I never rode in his car, but I have been to the establishment.
But you still do have the number, right?
I still got the number.
Does it work?
Portia probably don't changed it, but I still got it. Let
me see. Call him right now.
I still got it.
Call him on
speaker. I want to see if he answers.
Yeah, pick up.
No, we're not going to call him, man. We're so messy.
We are, especially today, right?
So, do we have time for the next story? I think we do. Okay, real quick, we're going to try to get this in. We might have to continue it in the next segment. Okay. Hip-hop mogul Diddy, I don't know if he's trying to get that old thing back, but he recently posted a throwback photo of him and J-Lo holding hands when they were dating with the hashtag TBT. Would y'all like to see them back together? And do you think he was being messy, or what do you think it was? Because that was like, everybody was in his comments, like celebs was like, go get your girl back, Diddy. Like, he was getting a lot of support with that photo. Do you think it was messy, or you think it was just being funny?
I think it was a little messy. I actually think it's a little disrespectful. I think it's a little disrespectful. It's just like why? What was the point of that? You know, yeah, it was a throw. But first of all, it's disrespectful to whoever Diddy's dating, whatever little girl that may be. Then it's also disrespectful to J-Lo and that drunk that she's dating. It's just for why, you know what I'm saying? And whatever, but I will say this, J-Lo ain't got no grounds to feel no type of way, because it's that relationship with Diddy that put her on the trajectory for her to be who it is that she is, so.
Al, I want to get your thoughts on this right after we take this quick break. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with more TGIF. Welcome back to TGIF. I am joined by Funky Dineva and Al Reynolds. Al, we're going to give you this one more chance to read a commercial. Take it away and good luck, and don't mess this up because it's our bread and butter. Go ahead.
Tonight's episode, everybody, is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, it's been one hell of a year. And like me, you're feeling your age more than you used to. And for some, especially in the bedroom. Well, it's time to snap out of it, because spring is here and it's time to get sprung with Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. For those of you who hate swallowing pills, like myself, we got you covered. Blue Chew tablets are chewable and they help men achieve harder and stronger erections to combat all forms of erectile dysfunction. And guess what? You don't have to worry about those awkward visits to the doctor's office, because Blue Chew is an online prescription that ships right to your door in a discreet package. Blue Chew tablets are made in the USA and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. As far as the registration process, it's simple. Sign up at bluechew.com, consult one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days, and it's all done online. And tonight, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew for free when you use our promo code T, that's capital T-E-A, at checkout. And you'll only pay $5 for shipping. That's bluechew.com with the promo code T, T-E-A, to receive your first month free. And we would like to thank Blue Chew for sponsoring our show. We'll be right back after this message.
Welcome back to TGIF. Can we just take a moment to applaud how far along Al Reynolds' reading skills have come since the first time we all tried to do a commercial together, and I was a little concerned about the reading ability.
Well, it was me that tanked that one.
Oh, you were bad too.
It was me that tanked that one. But I got a question. I got a question. We got two men on this panel. Why you think they gave Al the read for the limp dick?
Oh.
They gave it to the more elderly. I mean, I guess it was more fitting for men with impotence. Mm-hmm. Al, why you think you're not offended, Al, that they gave you the impotence commercial? Right.
I'm never offended when an advertiser wants me to read for them. That means money's coming into the bank, baby.
So when you advertise anything, because there's certain things I wouldn't do, right? Like the certain things when I was doing commercial, I'm like, I'm not doing that. Will you read any ad? Like if we secure any more ads, are you down for anything, Al? Just let me know.
As long as you feel in my wallet, yes, let's go.
And you want to know what's so funny? And Blue Chew, y'all getting some extra promo right now. When I found out we were doing the Blue Chew read, I was like, Blue Chew. I've heard that before. I've heard that wherever. That old crap on Pornhub and my bitch that before your porn starts, the Blue Chew commercials run.
I like that it's a chewable tablet. Like you can probably slip it into someone's food.
I also would like to think that they chose me because remember I was on the marketing team for Viagra.
Oh, so you're sure that's right. Your stuff been not working.
Okay, speaking of not
working,
speaking of not working, did y'all see the photo that Roland Ray posted about things not working out with his ex? It was a picture of his ex with something in his mouth, and it looked like a peen. I thought it was a peen, but it really turned out it was Roland Ray's dry foot in this guy's mouth. Apparently, there was some argument or something about the rent not being all the way paid or Roland Ray waiting 3 weeks for some money to be put on some rent. So he got mad. Did y'all see this?
Is that Tekashi 6ix9ine landing Roland Ray bed?
He done went from what's the guy that old town guy?
Lil Nas X, you know.
Lil Nas X to Roland Ray.
God, please still let me in heaven. But Ray got big nerves sticking their foot that don't work in somebody's mouth. Like, that's just not for the glory of the kingdom. It's not. And then you putting this man, and listen, Ray might have a physical disability, but obviously Latin Daddy got a mental disability. Because anybody who would lay their ass down and stick rope, ooh, Quentin, get off the line. Let me just stop while I'm ahead.
Can he feel the licking of his foot?
I was thinking the same thing, Claudia.
Because that's a waste.
Wait a minute.
Well, here's one thing for sure we know.
I'm not doing it.
His feet don't ever touch the ground, so they probably clean. Go on to the next thing, because we finna get in trouble. Just go on to the next thing. Roll on to the next thing, or walk on to the next thing, but just go to the next thing, Claudia.
Can we just see the picture one more time before we go to the next one?
I can't.
Okay.
And the thing that's going with me, Ray get a check on the 1st and the 15th. Why he need that man rent money? Go on to the next thing, Claudia. Go on to the next thing. Go on to the next thing. Because I already see the PETA disability people calling us.
You said PETA?
PETA's for
animals, cute.
Well, that was a hoof he stuck in that boy there now.
Moving on. Okay, who's trying to call me right now? Mom, stop trying to call me. Okay, Wendy Williams was on our show, and she was kind of hinting that Kim Kardashian and Drake are already dating. Wendy alleged that Kim and Drake were getting real close at Kendall Jenner's 818 tequila launch party. Apparently they arrived in separate cars to the event and they were allegedly all over each other at the party. But those rumors have been swirling around for years. Are you here for Drake and Kim Kardashian romance? Do you think they'll make a great couple? Or do you think it's just friends?
Absolutely. I'm totally here for it. You know, my only concern with Kim Kardashian as it comes to her next relationship is just all the children. You know what I'm saying? She definitely is a ready-made family. If you're going to date Kim Kardashian, you have to step into the fact knowing that you're going to be the stepfather to, four little children? Four. Which could be a lot of baggage for some men. But I definitely think intellectually, financially, age-wise, and just from the fun factor perspective, I think her and Drake would be a great couple.
I think so too. I think it makes sense. Do you think that that he could hold the attention, her attention? I think his level, his status is up there. He's charismatic. He gets the girl. I think they'd be
they definitely together. Would be the it couple of the century. I mean, and those two together, like the queen of social media and reality TV and the prince of rap. You know, Drake has a huge commercial appeal and so does she. Them uniting and what they could do from a brand perspective and the brands that they could launch, most definitely. Like this makes sense, Erica Mena. This makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Like get in a situation that makes sense.
Okay. Moving on, something that didn't make a lot of sense was Angela Stanton was on our very own Jason Lee's show. And I was watching this last night. So she's a Trump supporter. If you don't remember, Angela Stanton was the one that did time and got caught up with Phaedra Parks and Apollo with all that scamming that was going on allegedly years ago. She had wrote a book about it saying that Phaedra was the mastermind. I don't really know about all that. That's really between them. But that's how we first heard of Angela Stanton. She wrote a book. Went to prison, got out, took out that awful weave she had, got her hair dark, and then, you know, did a whole makeover. She got into politics. She ran for office in Georgia. She got clobbered by like 75%, but whatever. But she has a daughter that's a transgender daughter, and they got her and Jason Lee got into a really big argument on the show. Let's take a look.
Now, are you saying as a mother that I don't have the right to call my son by the name that I gave? It ain't been no name change and it ain't been no transition. So why are you all asking me to respect something that's not even real? It doesn't exist.
My answer to that is yes. If your daughter, your child wants to be called what she wants to be called, you should honor that. Yes, absolutely.
Well, if your mother want to be called a dumb crackhead, is that what you gonna call her?
Oh, it got ugly. So Angela's argument is, I gave birth to a son, and that's a mental thing that he identifies as a she now, so she's not respecting that. And she refuses to bend on that. And Jason Lee was defending her daughter, saying, if that's what your daughter wants to be referred to, then why can't you just respect that? And it got really ugly. What do y'all think about this?
So listen, I'm going to try to be respectful because I don't want this to turn into what I've seen in the comments before. Another black man disrespecting a black woman. That's not what it's about. I just don't see it for Angela Stanton. I never have. Angela is one of those people. She's an attention whore. And she's found a way to get attention, which is to go against the grain, against everything, and say the most outlandish, you know, things that you can possibly say. She's on this whole, you know, Trump supporter, Republican thing. She just does any and everything to get attention, even if it's negative attention. And the thing about it is, what's so infuriating is she doubles down on her ignorance. You know what I'm saying? I looked at that exchange that she had with Jason Lee and I ended up texting Jason Lee. The hood part of me was glad that he cussed her ass out. The professional part of me was mad that he let Angela rile his emotions to the point where he kind of lost his cool on air. But Angela is just a mess. She's just a mess. And I don't even understand why people keep giving her ignorant ass any type of platform to spew that damn fake black conservative ignorance. She's no different than a Candace Owens. Well, at least Candace Owens is smart. Angela is just a dumb hood bitch that got 5 minutes of fame, and it's time for her to go to ICDC college and be classmates with Erica Mena and take 3 credits in aviation mechanic and stay the hell off our TV screens.
I agree, and I definitely want to hear what Al has to say. I had her on my show. I'm just going to say something real quick. I'm going to turn it over to you, Al. I had her on the show. I did the Raw Word, and we were trying to give her a platform because of her story, you know, going to prison, coming out, and what her thoughts were on prison reform. And it was a decent conversation. But once, you know, she ended up getting a pardon by Trump, because there's a really lucrative market now for Black people that will speak against the Democratic establishment. And a lot of Black people are capitalizing on that. Now, if you really are conservative and those are your views, that's one thing. But then you have these people, and I'm going to use the C word, that are cooning it up like a diamond in silk, like Angela Stanton, that I don't really know if I believe what they're saying. I feel like it's like, well, I didn't get that much attention going, you know, over here, so let me just go against the grain, like you said, Q, because it gives them attention and money. And then these white people, they can be that Black friend that they claim to have, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I'm a fan of Angela Stanton. Why don't you? I like Candace Owens. I like Black people. But these are people that are not really speaking on our behalf. But there's some of them speaking a way where they got some game, right? But Angela Stanton, it's hard to support her. It really is. And how awful she was about her own child was disgusting to see. Al, what do you think?
Well, I am going to disagree with both of you. And let me tell you why. As far as what you're saying about her coonery, as far as what you're saying about her stance on stuff, I totally agree with you. I hear you loud and clear, Q. I hear you loud and clear, Claudia. But when I listened to that interview and that clip, and I listened to her speak about her child, it resonated with me. Mm-hmm. Because what she was saying was, in essence, was, this is my child. And I birthed this child. And I know things about this child that don't nobody know about this child. And we all can say that our mothers know things about us that nobody else knows about, right? And I just felt like I felt her in a different way when I looked at that interview, and I felt what she was saying when she was saying that that's my child. My relationship with my child is my relationship with my child. When I'm ready to call or address my child the way I reared that child, then I will do that. I think she also mentioned in the interview that my child is only 19 and that they had talked about it being maybe too young for her, his daughter, or, you know, whose biological son, to make the transition and cut everything off. So I kind of felt all of that, indifferent to how she does show up to America with all of her buffoonery. All of that I hate, all of that I think is disgusting. But in that interview, I saw a mother talking about the love of her child and being a protector of her child and knowing her child. So I didn't view it as a whole bunch of ignorance. The other thing that I thought was interesting in that case was, she didn't call his mother a crackhead. What she did was draw an analogy. Right. And I think he may have misheard or didn't hear her correctly, because he made an analogy. She made an analogy that actually made sense. And right. I think he jumped the gun. And I'm like, Q, I was very sad because, you know, Jason's a brilliant guy. I mean, God, that's a media king right there. It was very sad to watch him unravel and have a meltdown like that on a misunderstanding of what she said. I just thought that it could have been avoided. But as Al, far as what she said—
Al, shut up already, damn. Oh, no.
Al, but I will say this, if you'd watched the whole thing, I think, Jason usually, he keeps it together and he's very brilliant, he's smart. That was in response after Angela kept coming for Blue and calling Blue sir. So I think at that point he was like, F this B, I'm sick of this. Like, you coming for my co-host? Because if anyone did that to y'all, I would probably be a little bit thrown off my square a little bit too. Like, you know what? I'm going to get her together. And any chance I get, I'm going for her throat. So I think she started it. And you're supposed to be someone that's running for office in politics. And I do get what you're saying, though. If you did birth a child and you're like, you know what? Why should I want to call the child what I feel? That's between them, right? That's their relationship. But she did come on there disrespecting Blue, calling Blue a man. And just being a jerk.
The only reason The only reason why I call bullshit on all that mother's love crap is because ultimately, as a parent, it is your job to protect your child, to prioritize their peace and their mental well-being. It's your job to put your child's peace and desire sometimes ahead of yours. It don't cost her nothing to call her a her.
If that would make her it's child a process. Feel better. It's a process for people. Everybody can't change how they feel about something just because we are in a trend or because we are being taught how to do better. Other, just like with racism, you can't take a person who has experienced the Black Lives Matter movement and expect them to be different on the other side of that. Racism is still going to exist.
Then you know what you do,
that's
Al?
Her
you
child.
Shut your, you shut
she
your damn
to
mouth
to
then.
Terms
you don't
with
go
that on, as the parent when she is able to process it. You can't
you
force her to
go
process
on a media tirade. You don't go on a media tirade against your child. At best, you shut up.
We got to take a quick.
I definitely can agree
We have to shut up. I got to be Whoopi Goldberg to y'all's Meghan McCain right now. We got to take a quick break. But yeah, she is doing a media tour. If you're not ready to address it, then maybe you should wait till you are or write another book in jail. We'll be back. We're taking a quick break. And we have a couple minutes left of TGIF. Okay, I'm going to go real quick because we want to get this story in. This is a story about a pastor in Chicago recently called out people who have memberships on gay dating apps. Let's take a look.
If you are in here and you are on Jacked, the meetup app, you're backslidden.
What y'all think? How do you know about Jacked? Are y'all on Jacked?
He know about Jacked because he apprenticed under Eddie Long and Donnie McClurkin. Okay. That is how he knows what the Jack is. Go ahead, Al.
I don't understand what's the difference in, say, a Jacked or what are the other ones that you swipe left and right and all the other ones? Why is he
calling
out?
Jack is specifically gay. It's specifically gay. So basically,
he's okay, got it. So he's saying you're backsliding because you're on a gay app.
You're on a gay app and you're doing it in the church. And he said it's 8 of y'all on it right now. One of y'all got a cracked screen. I was like, Lord, Pastor.
So that means he's on there.
Right. Listen, the average straight man, I can go around my straight friends right now and say Gap or Grindr, and they have no earthly concept of what the hell I'm talking about. You know too much. You apprentice under Donnie McClurkin and Eddie Long, I'm telling you.
Hey, on that note, what is Gap?
A gap is what we're going to have if we don't go to break right now. We have to end the show. I'm sorry, Al. I want to thank my co-host, Al Reynolds and Funky Dineva, for joining me tonight. Thank you for watching us on YouTube. You can catch us every week at our new time, 10 p.m. on the East, 7 p.m. on the West. Stay tuned for the Tammy Mac Show. But up first is Fox Souls Deals. We'll see you next time. Bye, fellas. Y'all have a great Memorial Day weekend, y'all.
Oh, you too.